Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
People don't remember a great pitch. They remember a great conversation. And that's really what you want you have. And a lot of people sort of waffle on for too long. And people are standing there who are receiving the pitch, scratching their head and like, what are you? Are you an investor? Are you, you know, you never want to be pitching someone and they're scratching their head going, I don't know what you do or what you are. So the sort of the name, same, claim to fame, goal in a game is a concise way of getting to the point really quickly.
Best ever listeners, before today's episode, I want to invite you to join us in Keystone, Colorado, February 20th through 22nd. It is the 2020 Best Ever Conference. And not only do I want to invite you to join us, I want to invite you to earn 15% for every ticket that you're responsible for selling should you join as an affiliate for the conference. Great way to earn money. And also, if you're planning on attending, great way to pay for your ticket, essentially. You get enough sales. So you can go to bec20.com. And in the top left corner, it says earn 15% as an affiliate. You can click that, join the affiliate program, and you got all the resources that you need to share the good word about the Best Ever Conference in Keystone, Colorado. And we will be talking more about this on future episodes. But for now, go check out bec20.com and that affiliate page. You can earn 15% as an affiliate, and we will see you in Keystone, Colorado. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast where we only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. First off, hope you're having a best ever weekend because today is Sunday. Got a special segment for you called Skill Set Sunday, and here is the skill. A lot of you are going to like this. It's the six P's of raising capital like a pro. With us today to talk through that, Reed Goossens. How you doing, Reed?
G'day, mate. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, nice to have you back. And as I swig water, because I was choking on a bean that I was eating earlier, I am looking forward to our conversation. And you said nice to have you back. And that is because you loyal Best Ever listeners know this. Reed was a guest on this show twice, actually. One, episode 102, titled Your Blueprint for Getting Started in Real Estate. And that was a long time ago. And then let's see the date. Okay, I'm looking at it. Aired December 13th, 2014.
Wow.
We've known each other for a while. Yeah. And then the next episode, episode 593, it's titled Feeling Re-entitled, good because here's why it means big business, and it's a Skill Set Sunday episode. So today we're going to be focusing on the six P's of raising capital like a pro. Reed's in the middle of his book tour. Reed's also the founder of Wildhorn Capital, a large multifamily investing firm, host of the podcast Investing in the U.S., and author of two books. So first, Reed, how about just give us a refresher on your background and your current focus, and then let's dive right into the six P's of raising capital.
Sure. So for everyone who didn't listen to those many years ago, originally from Australia, moved out here in 2012, just quit my job in Aussie and just wanted to follow a dream, moved to New York City, fell in love with an American girl, fell in love with New York City, came here, didn't have a job, didn't go to school here, found a job pretty quickly. And I think within 6 months of moving to the United States, I had purchased my first triplex for $30,000. And the barriers to entry are completely different in Australia than they are here in the US. And my background's in structural engineering. And since 2012, I now control with my business partner, Andrew, at Wildhorn, I think $150 million worth of multifamily real estate. And I've been really enjoying the journey. Obviously got my podcast as well and a couple of books out. So that's really the focus in the last 7 years. And my sort of whole mission and little motto is that if I can move 10,000 miles across the globe and achieve financial freedom through US real estate, then so can the average American. Just got to get off the fence. So that's a bit of the elevator snapshot pitch, whatever you want to call it.
What's your latest book about?
The latest book is called 10,000 Miles to the American Dream. About 3.5 years ago, I brought together a group of seven other Aussies, all Aussie blokes, who were out, made the pilgrimage to come across the Pacific and make a go over here in the United States. And I started a mastermind. Through that mastermind, we just did a monthly call at the beginning. We met up a few times and then we said, hey guys, we need to write a book, share our story with the world. And each one of us wrote a chapter. And that book has just been launched on July 4th, 2019. And we just started a kick of the book tour in Asheville and going really, really well. It's called 10,000 Miles to the American Dream, our story of financial freedom. And again, if a lot of Aussieisms in there, and if Aussie blokes can move halfway across the world and achieve financial freedom, then so can the average American. So yeah.
Are there only eight chapters?
There's only eight chapters, but it's quite
dense. Big chapters?
The dense chapter.
How did you all divide and conquer? Are they chapters that stand alone, or is there a flow to it?
Good question. Surprisingly, we all had our different niches in the real estate. So one of the guys is into real estate technology. He came out here and started a real estate technology firm in Silicon Valley. Another guy's into mobile home park investing. Another gentleman has started a complete fix and flip business in Texas. I'm obviously involved in multifamily and a bit about branding and raising capital. There's a few other people in there about philosophy of just growing wealth and how to grow wealth. So really just different aspects. There's a hotel investing chapter in there as well, because one of the gentlemen is in hotels in San Francisco. So really wide range of stuff, but in and around my story of how I brought everyone together and really was just like, okay, let's have a beer. And being an entrepreneur is kind of lonely, and I want to surround myself with other Aussies who are doing the same thing. So that's what we did.
You are on your book tour now. You have a presentation, and that is the six P's of raising capital like a pro.
Yep.
Would love to learn that.
Sure. So through just observation, when I first moved to the United States, I saw all these people, including yourself, Joe, just emulating these six P's. And I sort of sat down and wrote an ebook, and I actually started with four P's and then I added two more to them. So without further ado, let's just dive into it. The six P's are as follows. It's professionalism, pitch, practice, profile, platform, and patience. And I'll go through them one by one. The professionalism part, the first P, is really about being professional. A lot of people are concerned and have these mindset barriers that, oh, I can't get involved in real estate because I don't have all this years of experience. Well, I'm here to tell you that no one's just born with 10 years or 15 years worth of real estate investing experience. We all have a story. We all have a journey. And that is where you have to lean on past careers or past journeys to bring a professionalism to the table that people are going to want to invest in. And that really starts by just rocking up, being punctual, dressing correctly, being on time, making sure you're articulate and trying to get across a message. And it's a simple P, but one that some people tend to overlook, and it's in and around mindset. The second P...
Well, a question on professional part and dressing appropriately. So should everyone wear suits and ties or really fancy dresses? I don't know what women wear to make them look professional, but business pants or whatever?
No, it's uniquely you. This whole six P's is about unearthing what is you and really looking deep into yourself and looking deep into what your brand is going to be to then emulate it to the world. You obviously don't look like a slob, but look at the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world. They coined the fashion of just wearing a hoodie and jeans on stage. So definitely we live in a world where professionalism means a different bunch of things. And looking one way is just one part of being professional. Obviously, the way in which you host your presence, being communicative with your audience, with your investors, and really laying the foundation to be a thought leader in your sphere. Now, you don't have to go out and be the next Tony Robbins or the next Joe Fairless, but you can be a key person of influence within your sphere. And that's what you have to realize, and that we're all standing on a mountain of value, and that value needs to be shared with your sphere, and people will come to you as being the real estate expert. And that's really the whole purpose of the first P.
Okay. Pitch.
Pitch. Awesome. So pitch is, I love this. Pitching effectively is really quite hard. And in the chapter that I wrote, it's all about pitching effectively. And I've coined this little sort of phrase, and pitching, there's sort of three levels of pitching. There's a social pitch, there's a scheduled pitch, and then there's a sales pitch. And a social pitch is where you deliver that in a social setting. And people never think when they leave a networking event or anything like that, that they, oh, geez, that was a really good pitch. A really good pitch is really a good start to a conversation. So the way in which I've formed the pitching formula is really quite simple. So when you're in a social setting, you want to have your social pitch ready, and we'll talk about that in 30 seconds. But then from a social pitch, you want to get out your phones and you want to get on a scheduled pitch, which is maybe a coffee or a beer or get on the phone together. And that will be at some later point in time. And in that intermediary time, you're about to send them the pitch deck or a little bit of data about yourself, maybe direct them to your website. And then the final pitch is the sales pitch, where you have a live deal and you're answering investor questions and objections or whatever that might be. So pitching effectively in the whole sort of ecosystem of pitching is really going from social pitch to scheduled pitch to sales pitch. And when we're in a social setting, the whole Martin Luther King pitch, the I have a dream, you're not going to change someone's mind with one pitch, and your pitch will need to be practiced thousands and thousands of times. And like with Martin Luther King, he practiced it many, many times across the South before he became on the Washington Monument. And that's the way we all have to pitch as well. So I've come up with this little way of, it's a little form, it's called name, same, claim to fame, goal, and a game. And I'll repeat that again. It's name, same. So you can read Goossens, I'm a real estate investor. My claim to fame originally when I first moved to the United States was that I'd moved across the world, quit my job in Australia, and I moved to the United States to follow a dream. My goal is that I want to help 10,000 international folks realize the benefits of investing here in the United States in order to become financially free. So there is an effective pitch. It's less than 30 seconds. It engages someone in a way that they want to have a follow-up conversation. You never want to be pitching in a way where in Australia or the British way, they sort of pat you on the shoulders like, oh, well done, good luck. You want to evoke emotion. So when you're pitching at someone, people like to hear something big and bold, like the Martin Luther King, I have a dream speech. It was emotive. It got people, it stirred emotions within someone. And you can have obviously positive and negative emotions, but you want to be able to become emotive so people are engaging what you're trying to do in order to get to a scheduled pitch to then get to a sales pitch.
I love the fame part because it really makes us think about what makes us interesting to other people. And if we're interesting to other people, then people will tend to gravitate to us. And quite frankly, we'll just be a more enjoyable conversation because your journey is interesting. I'm sure you enjoy talking about your journey, and other people will find it interesting as well. What's something that people mess up on within the pitch category?
So over the weekend, I just did a whole day seminar on it, and people waffle. And the whole idea of name, same, claim to fame, goal, and a game, it's about getting that waffle into a very concise 30-second opener, essentially. You're trying to open a conversation to lead into, oh, wow, so you moved halfway across the world. What's that all about? Why? People don't remember a great pitch. They remember a great conversation. And that's really what you want to have. And a lot of people sort of waffle on for too long. And people are standing there who are receiving the pitch, scratching their head and like, what are you? Are you an investor? Are you, you know, you never want to be pitching someone and they're scratching their head going, I don't know what you do or what you are. So the sort of the name, same, claim to fame, goal in a game is a concise way of getting to the point really quickly.
Cool. Practice, is that next?
Sorry, professionalism pitch profile, which we want to talk a little bit about. It's 2019. You're going to be on Google. People are going to Google you. So that is where people are going to have to say, okay, well, I'm going to invest with this person. So I'm going to have a website. I'm going to have professional images taken of myself, headshots, logos, all that stuff contributes to bringing that professionalism across to the table. It's not a really over massive P, but it's a P that is sometimes overlooked in making sure that your profile is coherent across all different social medias, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, your message is the same, is really important. And making sure you have something to say on your website so when people come and want to find out a little bit more about you, they know where to go. And for whatever reason, people like to see things written down. And we live in a day and age where a website is essentially the new business plan, right? So people want to go to your website. They want to find out who you are. They want to read a little bit more about you. They want to read some blogs that you might have done, your thoughts on X topic. So it's really important to have a coherent profile. And that starts with headshots, logos, websites, and stuff like that.
Okay. Makes sense.
Next one is the platform. So platform being about how are you going to get your message out to people? And right now we're talking on a podcast. And I know, Joe, you taught me back in the day that you could leverage certain mediums like YouTube or iTunes, or you could leverage writing articles. Whatever you do, you have to be consistent and you've got to choose a platform which you're good at. So for me, I didn't particularly like writing. So when I started my podcast, I liked speaking. Audio came really quite naturally to me. I tried videos. Videos were okay. But whatever platform you do choose to communicate with your investors with, you have to be consistent. So whether you choose just to do a simple monthly newsletter with a couple of blogs that you've written, fantastic, but you have to be consistent with it. And I think the biggest thing people fail is they start something like a podcast or like a blog and they just give up after 6 months. And I know, Joe, you know, after doing what, 1700 episodes, that how important consistency is and choosing that right platform and medium to get across your message to your audience. So that's the platform P.
Have you started anything from a platform standpoint that fizzled out and you took a different direction?
Yeah, videos. I had a YouTube channel. It's not very popular, but I tried to go once a week on the top of Culver City Hill and try to set up a camera and try to don't have bags under my eyes. Like, it was a lot. It was just like, oh, this is such a pain. And then I've got to edit the bloody thing. It was too much. So I now just record some video with my podcast and I just throw up the podcast, but it just didn't work out as successfully as I thought it would. So it just takes a lot more effort with the video space. So I niched into being more on the audio space. So yeah.
Okay.
So we've got pressures on pitch, profile, platform, practice. So the practice is about going out and doing that scheduled pitch with your investors in a circle of people who know you best. So your friends and your family. It's sitting down for coffee and presenting them a pitch book or a pitch deck. And essentially, it's a business overview of what you're trying to achieve. And in real estate, we are trying to invest in whatever the specific asset class that you are in. So it might be multifamily, it might be mobile home parks. But whatever that is, there's something that if you hand a pamphlet or a brochure to an investor over a coffee, it makes it real for them. And it really is taking that website that you've already created and putting it into a pitch deck and outlining your core values, your mission statements, what you're trying to do in terms of your investment strategies, how the investment's going to work out for the investor, maybe some structuring questions, maybe a hypothetical or an actual case study if you've been involved in any deals. And that is where you sit down, you practice with it, and you practice. And I remember when I raised my first bit of money with you, Joe, I thought to myself, geez, I'm going to raise $500,000 or whatever it was. And I went out and approached 50 people and only 3 people invested. And it showed how much I needed to double down on getting to grow my audience. But it was a real cold shower in terms of that practice part of it. You have to be consistent with it. And you think I'm going to approach 20 people and I'm going to get all 20 people to invest. Well, you're wrong. It's going to take a couple of hundred of people for maybe the 3-5% of those people to actually invest in your deal. So having that mindset going on the front end, and that's the practice part of it.
And lastly,
patience, my friend.
But we want it now. We want it yesterday.
Of course, right? We always want it yesterday. But like anything, Tony Robbins famously says, you overestimate what you can achieve in a year, but you underestimate what you can achieve in a decade. Yep. And 10 years ago, I picked up the book Rich Dad Poor Dad. Now I'm living halfway across the world and I control $150 million worth of real estate. I don't say it to boast. I say it because it's wow. Like I pinch myself every day. I work for myself and I'm like, holy crap, this is incredible. So patience is a virtue and it takes time and it's a snowball effect. And combining with the 5 other P's, it will take time and it will slowly build and you'll feel like you're pushing a boulder up a hill, but you will get to the top. And then once you get to the top, it will just cascading down the other side.
On the patience front, how do you know if you should exercise the patience or you really are being a lot slower than where you should be?
Yeah, it's a good question. And we're all trying to run our own race, right? With the social media age, we're looking at other people going, oh, I wish I was doing that. I wish I was doing this. It is about running your own race. It is about looking at your own situation and understanding, okay, well, I've got a full-time job. I've got a family to take care of. I can squeeze in a little bit of real estate investing or building my brand, say 10 hours a week, whatever that is, you have to be consistent with it. So that's the patient part of it. The patience side of it is because life happened. You've got to keep food on the table. You got to keep a roof over your head. And you might have to still, for many years, I had a W-2 job plus trying to do deals on the side, plus trying to find investors. And at one stage, I thought, geez, this is never going to happen. But I had to have that mindset that it will take time and anything worth building will take time. So that's really the patience part of it.
Thank you so much, Reed, for sharing the 6 P's of raising capital and best of luck on your book tour. Have really enjoyed our friendship and looking forward to continuing to I'll interview you in 5 more years. That way we'll have our 10-year anniversary of when your first interview aired. And really, truly, thank you for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever weekend. And how can the best ever listeners learn more about what you got going on?
Easy. Jump over to reedgoossens.com. That's R-E-E-D-G-O-O-S-S-E-N-S. And Joe, thank you so much for allowing me to come back on the show.
Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.
Best ever listeners, go to BEC20.com. Look in the top left-hand corner. You can earn 15% as an affiliate. You can join the affiliate program and participate in the conference that way and basically earn a free ticket to the conference, BEC20.com. When it's Friday at 4:30 p.m., it's time for Entrepreneur Drinks Podcast, which is co-produced by Joint Ops Properties and Discount Property Investors. Join their end of the work week session as they tackle problems facing entrepreneurs. Listen and subscribe at entrepreneurdrinks.com. That's entrepreneurdrinks.com.